Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Hey, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can simply dial in to 602-753-1848. Or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen, we are extremely excited here at Financial Freedom Friday. You want to definitely get ready to get in the queue because we've been talking all about prospecting and recruiting and how you can never meet a stranger again so you can build a business with purpose. You got to make some real connections. You guys know I'm still here in Cancun, Mexico, and I have just been so enlightened with so many powerhouses from all over the world. And you know, we had yesterday a guest speaker that he's already agreed to assist me in some things. And we're going to be having some powerful guest speakers coming up. And you know, JB Crum, who is the Conscious Millionaire author. Oh my gosh, this is like going to be so exciting, the things that's going to be coming forth for you. And so as we have been discussing prospecting and recruiting, you got to know that there is a way. We're going to be going back and we're staying on this same scripture here because this is the part that many people don't get, even when it comes to attracting business, when it comes to their network marketing, with the network marketing industry, about how can they let them their light shine without being just overly brash, without, you know, making it where it's all about you, where it's about bringing value, attracting people to you, making people say, I want to be down. How can we do that? So Matthew 5 and 16, I need you guys to make sure you hone in on that scripture as we are opening up the call, because I got to hear how you now, your mindset have transcended from just being about how are you going to close that next deal? How are you going to enroll that next customer? How are you going to just maybe get that next bonus or what have you, and really bring on people where they kind of resonate with you into your business and where you now can begin to build. Now, everyone in the business need to be operating in leadership and duplication. We know you can't enroll everyone for everyone in your team, but it's extremely important that you create the example, that you create what it is, the atmosphere for how you want to build your network marketing business. If not, you'll consistently go up and down. It'll always just be this emotional roller coaster, this financial roller coaster for you and your business. So let's go to the Lord right now and let's give him thanks and that we are getting a revelation. We're getting a revelation that we can just be us, be genuine, attract quality people, and build massive, massive businesses. So, Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. For you are amazing, God. There is no one above you, no one like you. We love you, oh dear Lord, and we will show you this by not only just saying it, but keeping your commandments. Dear Lord, we're going to treat our people, Father God, like we want to be treated. We know that that's one of your commandments, and the idea people want value. As we're learning how to prospect and recruit, we're no longer hunting down for people. We're no longer having selfish intentions of just earning money. We're looking to serve. We're looking to build a business of purpose. And so we're thanking you that we're getting that revelation that we can do all of that and still be immensely successful. We're thanking you, dear Lord, and we're putting down the ways of the world and picking up the ways of the kingdom. As we are standing before you, oh Father God, naked, open, waiting for you to pour into us. We allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here over Power Start Your Day, showing us the correct way in order to build a business that will last. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that we're coming out of our head and moving into our heart, because this is where true transformation happens. So we acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we're blessing you in your kingdom with our gifts that you know that you didn't intend for us, but to equip your saints. As we're sealing this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. So guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. And so as we have been reviewing here, and it's extremely important for the review, because going back, and I know when you first start hearing something, when you first start learning something, it's kind of like going in one ear and out the other. And then you'll go to this one place where maybe it goes in one ear and then it goes into your head and then you're processing it. Then it goes to another level where it goes into one ear, into your head, and then it starts kind of penetrating your heart. And then sometimes it kind of makes you feel like, okay, I'm not doing anything right. And how do I get on the right foot? And this is what I need you to do, is just allow the process. I want you to help. I want to help you with how to learn. And people are like, well, what do you mean how to learn? Most people, and I used to do this all the time, even when I was in a class or learning something, I'd be writing down notes, and I encourage you to write down notes. But I never really took time to allow what those notes meant to me, and how did it resonate with me, and what are some of the immediate changes I can do, and what are the changes that I can say, this is a process. You have to be able to decipher so that you don't become paralyzed in what you need to do with your business and moving forward with prospecting and recruiting on purpose. Now, it's very simple. You already got it. You just don't think you do. You already have it. If you really come from a place of how you would like to be treated, how it is that you would like to be communicated to when it comes down to people wanting to buy. People, you know, buy with emotion and they back it by logic. But when they get on the other side with you as a business partner, you want to make sure that is whatever you offer to them is what it really is. That's the reason why in prospecting and recruiting, never meeting a stranger, it's imperative that you be yourself, be authentic from the beginning. And so when you're inspiring people with your posts, or you're inspiring people just even with your life, just be down to earth. Don't be hypey. Don't be too extra. Because you don't understand that on the other side of that person, that like raises up these emotions that give hesitation. Take it down a notch and be realistic and start thinking about what did you want? What did you want to accomplish with your business? Oh, well, I just wanted to come out of the rat race. I just wanted to, you know, start having more money left over after paying my bills. I just wanted, guess what, guys? A lot of other people just want that too. So every so often, just post that. So people can resonate with you. So there can be an intention that you're trying to help them how you've helped yourself or how you've helped others. When we start going into the social proof of letting our light shine, that's in Matthew, did you go back and did you really resonate with this? Like, how can I have the balance of Matthew 5 and 16? How can I get the balance of, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven? Now, I'm not talking about, just because we're here on a show that our base is biblical, I'm not talking about where everyone has to be, where it's a hallelujah session. We're talking about letting your life speak bigger than your works. As you're taking people on your journey to success, They will see God in you. They will see God growing in you. They will see you're more positive. They'll see you're empowering. They can see you equipping other people. This is where you will become a light in the midst of darkness for a lot of people. This doesn't require imitation or emulation of anybody. God has no respect of person. You already got it. You may not just be using it. So when it comes to prospecting and recruiting, come on, guys. You are here and you post, keep it 100. I don't see people keeping it 100. I see people trying to impress versus impact. And what you want to do is start moving into how can you make an impact. I want you to write down 3 or 4 things on how you can make an impact. So this is how we create movements. It's much bigger than the surface. It's much bigger than, oh, here I am. It's how are you making a change in someone's life by first making a change in yours. If you went prospecting and recruiting from there and you were consistent with it, the consistency is what makes most people kind of falter a little bit. If you made sure that even no matter how you felt on that day, that when you begin to post, that you were cognizant of how is this going to make an impact in a positive or negative way. And then even if you're moving through a struggle, learning how to communicate, even that struggle, people want to see the struggle. They want to see the pain. They just don't want to see the negativity with it. Baby, you will become a money magnet. You will attract more people than you can handle. We're going to go ahead and open the call. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning. We have 407, last 45119. I want to talk with you this morning. I want to ask you, with prospecting and recruiting, you know, were you one of those people? Were you nervous or did you already know what to do? And how have you probably learned some things you can add or maybe even some things you need to take out of your prospecting and recruiting regimen? Good morning, good morning. Last 45119. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tamika out of Orlando, Florida.
Hey.
And I just think, hey, I just want to say I thank you so much for waking up every morning and doing this call for us. My belly is like churning right now because you touched on something that for the last 2 days I've been waking up to meditate with my 2 little girls, and it's for them to be the light at school. We have so many things going on in our schools, and I just want them to know that no matter what the situation is, I need them to be the light in the darkness. And so when you said that this morning, I hurry up and hit *1 because I'm shaking literally right now. And so what I've learned in this whole process, I didn't know anything about this. This is totally new to me. All of this is new. I didn't know what a prospect, a client, any of that stuff was. So I've learned this, and I've been doing this for a year. And right now, I know that God's telling me that I need to step out and walk on faith because I've been patty caking with this thing. I haven't been taking it seriously. I've been consistent to some point. I do my posts every day. I do my follow-ups on Friday. But I haven't been doing it 100% like I know I should be doing. And even on the days when I don't want to post nothing, I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to post nothing. But that day when I do post something, I always get somebody inquiring, or I just signed up a new agent, as a matter of fact. And I was letting her know the same thing. I'm like, you're going to have to go through this process. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm not telling you it's going to happen quick. But if you be consistent and you stick with it, your life is going to change.
Tamika, I want to tell you, you know, this is so powerful in what you're sharing, and you wouldn't even believe to imagine how you have such a powerful post or even a powerful movement. You know, you waking up with your girls to pray with them and to help them to move through tough times. It's super hard for children nowadays to be in the school system, and to be able to even have a word with that and even saying, this is why I picked up an additional stream of income so I can have more time with my girls. You know, if we don't instill our values or have time for them, then we are leaving it to the world to instill what they want into our children. And that in itself could even be a conversation you can start, even if you're in social media with your girls, teaching them how to be the light. Because let me tell you something, especially young women, they are such under attack with the peer pressure, or they want to feel like to look the best, they got to have the shortest of skirt, or to be the best, they got to put themselves out there. And you don't even understand that so many women are struggling with that, and fathers are terrified with that with their young girls. And so even if you were out there, see, this is what I'm talking about, where people have their own conversation that they could actually spark and start creating a movement around. And now, instead of it being attracting people only because of your business, you're attracting people to something that's really true and near and dear to you. And now you'll have business partners who can resonate with you. Yes, the vehicle may be whatever service or product you're offering, but they're really following you. They're really identifying with you. And so these are opportunities you don't want to miss, where you may be able to say something like that, or even, you know, have a quick, I mean, some people don't want their kids on social media, what have you, but you can even do a quick video and say, you know what I mean, how you gonna make your light shine, baby, and have your baby say a few words. It may touch a mother who say, you know, I'm struggling with my daughter. I need more time. I can't keep working all these hours. I need financial freedom too. See, these are things what I'm talking about, on where we can create a space and create a tribe. And then now we bring them in collaboratively into our organizations, and you have like-minded people who are now here for stick and stay. They're not just there because they saw a little shiny object that was posted. Something more of substance and purpose. You get it, what I'm talking about, Tamika? Did you get that?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Wow, that's very powerful. God bless you. Good morning, good morning. Last 4-3-3-6-6. 404 is the number. Good morning, Financial Freedom Friday.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm excellent.
It's Michelle in Georgia.
Hey.
How are you? I'm so full. I'm sitting here. I just told my husband, I just want to break down and cry. You know, gosh, I don't know where to start, but you're talking about letting your light so shine. You know, this business has been a life changer for me. I'll just say that. You know, I always knew my call was to help people by the masses. And, you know, just like the last caller, like, I'm new to network marketing, but I'm going to tell you, you know, because your light was shining, you know, it attracted me to you. And this Power Start call has propelled my mindset to a level that I never knew it could get. I've always been a dreamer, but I'm dreaming even bigger than I ever have before. And, you know, it's like you just said, you know, allow people to be attracted to something bigger than just a business. You know, I literally really want to empower people. I literally really want to change people's lives. And this is the vehicle that God has chosen to do that. And I mean, when I tell you, it's beyond words. And I mean, I'm never really short for words, but this past Tuesday, I was driving in my car and was just overwhelmed with worship. And I just started to tell God, thank you, because I really literally saw where I was going. I mean, like, saw it, and I just started telling him thank you. And then, you know, this week was, you know, my first time, like, I made in this business double what I make at my regular job. And I've already said, like, you know, December I want to be in position where I can leave my traditional job. And God confirmed it for me this week that you are in the right place. You're in the right path. Just continue to seek me. Continue to stay coachable. Continue to follow the leadership that I've given you. Like, the oil is on them. Follow them. Stick close to them. And when I tell you, like, it's a beautiful thing. Life is changing for us. And, you know, God is amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So much. I mean, I am just so elated. You know, transformation is where I begin to walk in the purpose. And it's so funny because as you're talking about being a dreamer and allowing network marketing to be the springboard for your dream, it's so extremely powerful for people to understand that even when I answered the call, I would never give you the idea that, oh, I was just so savvy. I'm going to do Power Start Your Day. I'm just going to wow them. I didn't know what in the world was I going to say every single day. When God told me to do it, and that's the point, when he gives you the vision, he will definitely give you the provision. But I was obedient, and I was bringing something into a space that literally would negate it, that would reject it. And it's so funny because we train people on how to handle rejection, how to handle not being accepted. And then yet and still, even in this industry, the top people will still reject. And we train how to not reject. And so even in the standpoint of me bringing this portion of my life that is the largest portion of my success, I cannot hide it, which is my biblical principles that I stand on. People want to quench that. And I say, listen, I'm not here. I'm not assigned to everyone. It's just for those who God have called for me to be assigned to. I can't worry about who won't. I just got to focus on who will. And that's a powerful, powerful, powerful tip in prospecting and recruiting. That when you start now identifying with your inspiration and you begin to educate and you begin to put yourself out there and you begin to now attract people for something more than just, I'm just trying to make a few extra coins. That's good, but that's the reason why most people fail at network marketing, because when they come in, if they can't make those few extra coins quick enough because they needed more work on themselves, because they needed to shift their mindset, most people don't stay long enough. But if you attract them into your business for something past the business, then they're there for other purposes a little deeper. And then in the meantime, in between time, they're being sharpened, they're gaining wisdom, they're gaining skill, they're now beginning to know who they are and know that that's good enough. It's so powerful when we come from that angle. People ask, what do you do? They're like, network marketing? No, I'm in a transformation business. I brought transformation to this industry. I don't know any other way to be. And so when you guys find yourself, don't let anybody deter you away from that. Good morning. Last four, 7782. 7782. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Kina.
Hey, Kina. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. How are you over in Cancun?
Excellent, excellent. I go on this morning, and guess what? When they know what I'm talking on, but guess what? The title they called me, Empowerment. I said, that's something funny.
I already know. You're about to make it lit over there.
They like empowerment. You better raise the roof. Good morning.
Good morning to all of the listeners out there. I actually just told my friend, she was messaging me. She said, Keena, I thought that first caller was you. I said, no, I'm just listening today. And the last young lady that spoke, she just made my heart tremble, because I can definitely relate to her when she was saying that now she's dreaming like she's never dreamed before. And that's where I am in my life. I have begun to just dream so much, and God has just given me so many different visions about where he's taking myself, my husband, and our family. And, you know, this business has just been just a wonderful way for me to be able to bless people and impart to them the knowledge that I have attained. And I'm just going to be honest with you and all of the listeners. I have told two people in the past week, when I talk with them, and they're people from back home in South Carolina, and I told them, I said, I would have never thought that God would have stepped in and had me to teach people about financial literacy and go back into my communities. Even though I knew I wanted to be in the financial industry, I thought I was always going to do something like, you know, accounting. I had even applied for Merrill Lynch twice. And the first time I interviewed with them as a wealth management advisor, they told me that I had not been in Atlanta long enough. My circle of influence wasn't strong. The second time I interviewed with them, they told me, okay, well, we'll place you in a bank and you can, you know, work with people in the community, but we just have to find a bank to actually place you in. And then once I understood how their process and their system worked, I said, I can't do this because I could only have clients with $250,000 in assets or more. And I said, the majority of the people that I know, they don't have $250,000 in assets. So I cannot even help my community, my family, or any of that by being in this position. So when I came across, you know, Demikia's page on LinkedIn, I said, well, this is a great opportunity for me to get back out into my community and help other people. But when I tell you, Nicola, like growing up as a young lady, and my friend that's on the phone, she know I'm telling the truth. When I was a young lady growing up in high school and stuff, I never would have thought that God would have used me to help other people because I was so self-absorbed. It was all about me. You know, I was my mom's oldest child of three girls. My sisters, they always followed my lead. My parents would go broke trying to make sure that we had the things that we needed in life. And then now for him to use me the way that he's using me, where I'm telling you, sincerely, truly caring about people winning, because when I look back, I definitely feel sorry and, you know, just empathetic for people that do not understand finances, people that are not winning in their lives because of their finances. And then I'm going to tell you, when he really spoke to me about it, it wasn't even about the people in the world, what was happening with their finances. It was about what was going on in the church. He started talking to me about church people. And it's crazy because I told my pastors, I was like, you know, I'm so sick and tired of people, you know, inviting folks to church and talking about people don't want to come to church. Jesus didn't stand in the building and invite people to the church. He went actually went out and he helped people. And so, you know, you were saying the other day you can speak in tongues and pray and all that stuff, but you're broken. That's what God has been speaking to me about. It's not even about the people in the world, because the people in the world are the ones in high positions. They're the ones that, you know, getting it. Like, okay, I need to get an education. I need to get to the top. I need to be the one that's making decisions. And we're not liking the things that we're seeing that's happening in the communities and in the schools. But we're not, a lot of Christians and a lot of, you know, people that have so much religion, they're not doing what they need to do to change the world and be world changers the way God has called us to be. So I'm telling you, he has really ignited in me a fire. And, you know, everybody just need to watch out because he's doing some things in my life. And I just want to thank you for mentoring me and leading me. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kina. I mean, it's such a pleasure to hear, you know, the growth in the people and saying, you know, that we recognize and we say we wonder why the people in the world, because the principles that God put in place for all humans, he said he reigns on the just and the unjust. If you follow his principles, he has to deliver. It's the people, like you said, Kina, who are super religious, and then some of those who feel like they don't want any religion or what have you. It's not religion. This is kingdom. These are facts. These are principles that have been working since age old. We read all the books. Everything goes back to an origin. And if we keep going back and back and back, it begins with God before he formed the world. And then when he put all these things in place, it's his own people that will say they'll call him by his name, but they won't even follow his commandments. They won't even acknowledge his principles. And they ashamed. They ashamed. Bipolar kingdom builders. Ashamed. How can you ask the God who say, I give you the power to gain wealth, and you ashamed to let your life shine? How can you ask from that God for him to give you all the abundance that he promised? Guys, Go out there and change lives. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Go out there and change lives. Your life will change as a result of that. I gave you the prerequisite. Go change the lives, then your life will change. I'm going to say that one more time. Go change the lives, and your life will change. You guys have a blessed day. Financial Freedom Friday. Let's wrap it up. Close it out.